Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Coming up on Sunday, 5:30 kickoff on 106.5 The Wolf. I'll join Mitch Holthus and Dane and Hughes on the call. Our pregame gets underway at 2. This comes from ESPN. David Perdomo, their gambling writer. And there's some big money bets that are starting to come in. I don't know why. I feel like now that it's here in Kansas, we pay more attention to it.
Well, yeah, we absolutely right? do. But I don't know, and I'll ask you guys this, everybody this, is it better to bet the Super Bowl early or right at the last minute? Like, I'm waiting before, like, I've got my future bets in. I get some good change if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, but I'm telling you, okay? Get some nice change if they win the Super Bowl. But when you're making, like, your game day bets on the game, do you wait to the last minute? Do you bet early? What are you? How are you doing this?
I think the state line will tell you on Sunday when people are driving under, you know, hanging out on exit ramps and stuff on the Kansas side to make their bets.
Yeah, but people will be hanging out on exit ramps to get their weed on the Missouri side. So, like, what? Like, it's going to be like that's state line's going to be a bevy of activity on Sunday.
Exchanging things now.
All right, you go get me that weed and I'll place your bets. All right, give me your phone, give me your cash. We'll handle this. Right?
So there's already a $1 million bet on the Eagles at BetMGM on the money line. So $1 million, that'll go up.
So Mattress Mac weighed in already?
Not yet. I don't think so, because he'd tell you about it. So it can't be him. A bettor with points bet placed a pair of $100 bets on the backup quarterbacks from each team winning the Super Bowl MVP.
See, I think that's stupid money.
I was surprised these lines were that low, though. Like Gardner Minshew's 250-1 and Chad Henne's 100-1. That's not good enough odds.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. 100-1? That's not good
enough.
That's
not good enough odds for the backup quarterback to be the Super Bowl MVP.
No.
No. Neither one of those are happening.
Unless something does happen and the backup has to come in and that team wins, then the backup's the MVP.
Now, there's been a lot of money on the third pick for the MVP. Behind Mahomes and Hurts, quarterbacks usually get the top. Hassan Reddick is the third most action at 35-1 to win MVP. That's a better realistic.
That's a good
long
bet.
Shot.
Like that's a good long
like
shot.
Chad Henne being in 100-1 is terrible. You know, that's just wasting your money.
If Hassan Reddick, like what's it going to take for a defensive player though to win MVP of the Super Bowl? He's going to have three or more sacks, right? And like a
forced fumble, drip sack,
something
whatever,
big,
whatever.
Right? Yeah,
and he runs one back.
Maybe
I
runs
don't know.
One back.
Yeah, might have to do it all.
Right.
Have to do the whole play. Yeah.
But if Jalen Hurts goes out there and performs average, right? He's like let's say 20 for 37 with a 169 and 2 touchdowns. And Hassan Reddick has 3 sacks and a strip fumble recovery. Isn't that the MVP? Or are we all going to be lemmings and just vote for the quarterback because you're lazy?
No, that's what happens. Yeah, you vote for the quarterback.
Right,
yeah.
Which I think is ridiculous. Yeah. I think it's ridiculous because I still think Dan Williams should have won the MVP.
Yeah, he was kind of my guy.
He should have won the MVP when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl a couple years ago. He should have been the MVP, but he wasn't. They gave it to the quarterback. So what if Chris Jones goes out there and has 3 sacks, right? And Patrick Mahomes has a fine day, but nothing like 500 yards and 5 touchdowns. But what if Chris Jones has three sacks and one of them is a strip sack of Jalen Hurts and he recovers the fumble?
Then we'll be talking about how Chris Jones was a game wrecker and did all this stuff, and then Mahomes is the
MVP. Mahomes is the MVP. But to me, what Chris Jones would do in that situation with three sacks, a strip, and a fumble recovery, that's more game-changing and more valuable than what a quarterback can do, because you're taking possessions away from the opposition and you're coming up with the biggest defensive play you can. To me, that's the MVP. Yeah. Whoever votes for this thing, and I've never voted on the MVP before in the Super Bowl. I've been to a few, but I don't think I've ever had the opportunity to vote.
I don't
on
think I got that sheet. Who the paper MVP the pass, got passed but, by at but, the but, Miami one.
But don't be lazy. Don't be lazy. Take a real look at it. And if Hassan Reddick or Chris Jones or, you know, somebody goes out there and wrecks a game on the defensive end, don't feel like you have to vote for the quarterback of the winning team just because that's the way it's always been done.
Yeah, Miami, I didn't get a piece of paper that asked me to vote. And then at Tampa, I got the hell out.
You weren't interested. Yeah.
No. As soon as that went final, is like up the stairs and out.
Right.
I've seen this act, but I know who you're going to crown. I've seen that number 12 guy.
Yeah,
I'm out of here.
Exactly. He's clearly going to win the MVP.
A better in Ontario, according to this article, bet $500 on each team's kicker to win MVP. Both were 200-1.
What if the kicker nails a last second field goal with no time left? What if you're Scott Norwood and you make it? Aren't you the MVP?
Or what if it's just a wacky field goal game?
What if both defenses show up? Yeah. But I feel like
it's getting down the stretch here, Bob. Looks like whoever makes the last field goal is going to win this game. You know, maybe.
What if Harrison Butker kicks a field goal like he did against the Bengals to win the game? Is he not the MVP?
77% of the money coming in on tails at the moment for the coin flip.
So Cheffers is seeing that. It's going to be heads.
I do like this one as well. Caesars offered a yes or no prop on whether a quarterback will have a reception in the game. I mean, would it be out of the question for either of these quarterbacks to catch a pass?
If we're doing that with Patrick Mahomes on a bum wheel, I'm not in on that.
I know you're not in on it, but would it be out of the question? No. Now, that's a nice little long shot.
What if it's Henny that catches a pass?
But I'm wondering what the hell's going on. Oh, they got a two quarterback system?
Yeah, who knows?
Oh my gosh, Henny's split out wide.
Hey, we've seen Andy Reid do some crazy stuff during these big games,
right? I know. So yeah, say yes.
And everybody's thinking of the Philly special. That's why that bet's in
bulk,
there. Yeah.
Bulk of it's on no right now. But it's been, that line's been moving as well, yes or no on the on that. So Nevada sportsbooks are up to $3 billion on the game.
No, that's on total Super Bowls.
Oh, total Super Bowls. I'm sorry. Yeah, 3 billion 91. On total Super Bowls since 91. Yeah. And now they're going to track how much is done from non-Nevada, so we'll see. There's a few of those I like. I think the quarterback one's interesting. You had the one last week of Sky Moore anytime touchdown.
I think Sky Moore's getting a touchdown in this game because he doesn't have one this year.
Because I didn't realize he didn't have a regular season score.
Yeah, that's a plus 500 right now on the FanDuel app.
Because I was like, did he run in? No, he didn't run in like an end around like the McColeless weeks. They tried him on the end around, but he didn't score.
Right.
They didn't throw him one in the end zone for a score.
Nope.
I'm like, okay,
nope.
Feels like, you know, when they're trying to force somebody, why not give the rook a chance to catch one in the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Feels kind of right. I don't know. Feels very, very Andy Reid-like.
Yeah.
We're going to get him the ball in the end zone.
I think Sky Moore scoring in this one.
Jody Fortson, too. He's back. It's kind of sneaky.
Yeah, it's sneaky, but he already has a touchdown. Sky Moore doesn't have a touchdown yet this year.
Caught touchdowns earlier in the year.
How do you reward
you
Sky?
You got a lot of attention on Kelsey still.
I don't know, Josh.
Jody
I think
Fortson somehow finds himself open in the end zone.
You kind of like reward Sky Moore, I think, for not fumbling that punt and getting you out to midfield to start that final drive the other day. I think Sky Moore gets an anytime touchdown.
Yeah. I'm saying maybe there's a parlay with Sky and Jody out there for you. I don't know. Super Bowl MVP is a dumb one. I hate that one just because it's you're throwing away your money unless it's a quarterback.
That's exactly right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I also, hey, more power to you, the people that bet a ton of money to get back very little. Like there was one that was like a $100,000 bet or something to win like
$175,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, that sounds scary.
Yeah.
If you have that kind of money, like, why would I want to, you know, bet $100,000 to win $20,000 or something?
Yeah, like,
I
don't know. Seems like a lot.
It feels like I'm putting up the $100,000, which is like, that's scary as hell. to be able to get to that point.
I sweat when I put up $5.
$5.
Here it is. Arizona bettor placed $50,000 on Patrick Mahomes to be the MVP. The bet was placed earlier in the playoffs when he was at +350, and the bet could win you $175,000. That's a good one.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
But it's the ones, you know, you're betting
$100,000 to win $110,000.
Yeah, those are scary.
Because those are the ones that never come in.
You have that kind of cash to go,
and you only want to win $10,000.
Hey, I know that's the wise people to do that. But I don't have the kind of bankroll. I don't know about anybody else. Chiefs are always going to be in go-for-it mode. There's a piece written on ESPN about that again, kind of Brett Veach kind of reiterating, as long as Patrick Mahomes is here, they're going to go for it. I think this season may have tested your belief in that, but it panned out.
Clearly panned
Absolutely
out.
Absolutely panned out. You could question at the beginning of the year and go, no Tyreek Hill, and you're telling me you're going for it? You didn't go get any more defensive ends? You didn't get a veteran corner? And you're telling me you're going for it? That might have been tested. Now it's just back in your face. Like, all right, you guys did it. Can't argue anymore. Your draft was awesome. Mm-hmm. Everybody did something. You didn't need a defensive end. You were second in the NFL in sacks this year. You didn't need a veteran defensive end. Your rookie corners all got a little bit of baptism by fire, but they all came through better for it and look like they're on their way to something. So they are in go for it mode every year. It's just going to be maybe look a little different than some other teams kind of go for it, like the I don't know, the Dallas Mavericks,
right?
A version of going for it.
That's a desperate go for it.
Getting Kyrie Irving feels like a little desperate. That's being called go for it. I think the Chiefs are in a different kind of go for it mode. Like, we're going to continue to build parts around Patrick Mahomes. We're going to draft well. We're going to get guys that can come in and contribute right away. They continue with this plan. This is the go-for-it plan I'm in love with. This is fantastic. Just get all your draft picks to work out. Cut bait on big contracts when you don't need to make them. And let's see where you end up. This is a great plan.
It's a phenomenal plan, and it's a very nice cost-effective plan as well that allows you to keep good players on your roster and not have to pay them a whole heck of a lot of money. I mean, that's where drafting has become so important, not just for this franchise, but for every franchise in the NFL. And if everyone had the ability to draft like the Chiefs have over the last couple of years, everybody would be a Super Bowl contender right now. They are nailing their draft picks like it's nobody's business. And so I think they've done an amazing job with that, and it allows you to part with high-priced, overpriced veteran players and move on. And as we sit here, you know, 6 days before the Super Bowl, we can all talk about how great it's been with Brett Veach and the moves that he's made and how fantastic it's been. But you need to keep these conversations in mind when March rolls around and, oh my God, they're not bringing back Tyrann Mathieu, or they're trading, you know, Tyreek Hill, or whatever the move that they're making that has a name value to it that we freak out on. That's why you can't sit around and just judge a move and judge a team by the names that are on the roster. You have to know the inner workings of these players. Just because you have a name doesn't mean you're any good. You may be past your prime. You may have never had a prime. You may have done a great job of marketing yourself, whatever it is. Or you just got too expensive, and by paying that other person, it would have crippled the rest of the team, and you wouldn't have been able to make minor moves here or there that have contributed to the overall team having success. Signing Tyreek Hill to a long-term deal would have hampered this team moving forward for many, many years, because that would have been a bad contract of having to pay a wide receiver an exorbitant amount of money. The Chiefs have found other ways to do it, whether it's Kadarius Toney at the trade deadline, whether it's Sky Moore, whether it's going out and getting Juju Smith-Schuster or MVS or Justin Watson. They have found other ways to do it. Are those
Watson
names as,
yes,
as sexy as Tyreek Hill was? No, not as sexy at all as that. But you know what they were? They're really good football players with a great quarterback that made them even better football players. And so that's kind of what we need to kind of keep in perspective. As long as Patrick Mahomes is here, I don't think people should be losing their minds on March 17th when the Raiders are signing another has-been, never-was type of free agent to get the 6-11 on the season. I just don't think we need to be worried about what happens in March from that standpoint. Focus on what happens at the end of April, beginning of May, when the draft this year, because those are the players we're going to be counting on.
So, unless they traded him away, it's still two picks from that Hill trade, right?
It's a good question.
Did they move those ones?
Nobody
too?
Really knows the answer to
they
that.
They had a 4 and a 6. I'm like, well, they can do stuff with a 4 and a 6. We've seen they did a whole bunch of stuff with 7s this year.
Good,
so
good God, yeah.
We love the end of the draft just as much.
I mean,
these days.
Look at what we got out of the draft last year. I mean, where would this team be without Nick Bolton? I mean, come on now. I mean, like, that's the leader of your defense right now. Trent McDuffie this year's draft. George Karloftis has 6.5 sacks and is top 5 in rookies in sacks this year. Like, those are just a couple of the players over the last two drafts. And then where are you without Isaiah Pacheco in the 7th round right now at that running back position? Just because they weren't first round picks, just because they aren't names that you recognize, and just because they don't make a lot of money and you overspent in free agency, doesn't mean that you're not getting a good team and not having a good team on paper. And when you have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, I'll take my chances with everybody else.
Another college basketball coach can't hack it, and it's glorious. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Rayner Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology. It's no wonder LiftMaster is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find us at RaynerKC.com. Don't miss the Chiefs Red Half Hour every weekday starting at 11:30 on Cody and Gold on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Rick Astley turns 57 today.
That's all?
That's it.
No way.
It.
Still not giving up.
Yeah. 57 years old?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Wow.
Great story over the weekend from college basketball. Had nothing to do with all the rivalry games that happened, which were actually pretty good. We've seen coaches leave the sport. And a portion of it is believed to be the changing landscape.
Oh, yeah.
I got to be honest. Navigating NIL would be awful.
Well, Coach and Roy and all these other guys who left early, awful. Like recently, are like, man, now everybody's doing what we've been doing for 30
that's
years.
Right, that's right. Now the playing field's been leveled. But navigating that would be a nightmare.
Right.
Like, it used to be like you would offer Ricky a tractor.
Right.
Maybe he'd show up to your school.
That's right.
Or maybe so-and-so ruled out your school.
Or a Toyota.
Ruled out your school because your color was green and they didn't like green.
They didn't like green. Like, we heard those conversations over the years. Yeah.
I've always worn this shoe. You wear that shoe. I
heard those conversations. Like, all right.
It just used to be that. Now it's, you got to get in a bidding war with somebody.
Now they don't care whether it's right? Adidas or Nike. They care how many Benjamins are attached to it.
I'm sorry. Nobody does that ahead of time. They wait till their kids are on campus and then they, okay, whatever.
Is that what they're going with now? Oh, they don't offer them NIL ahead of time. That's a lie.
Nobody gets it till they're on campus.
Oh, okay.
That's what Saban and Jimbo were fighting about, remember?
Right.
That, you know. All right, so a few coaches have left, and I don't blame them. Like, I've had a great career. I'm out.
Do college people think we're all idiots and just believe the stuff they say? Like, really, like they say the dumbest
things. They've set this up to be this way because they thought, but then nobody can, you know, they're all cheating.
Right.
Right.
They've all been cheating for 100 years.
So there is still one that's hanging around, and he doesn't want to be there, but I appreciate that he's still there.
Oh, he's there because nobody wants him to be.
And he's grouchy as hell, and I love it. The only bad part of this story was they didn't have any audio or video.
Right. Because you could just hear the
rest
whining
of it
now.
Is great. Pete Thamel of ESPN talked to Jim Boeheim at Syracuse after their victory on Saturday over Boston College. He said he'd probably return for next season, but that the decision is up to him.
Mm-hmm.
But that basketball is, quote, an awful place. College basketball's future is in an awful place.
He's right. It's been that way for years, ever since Rothstein said it's never been better. It's gone nothing but worse.
95% of Syracuse people want me to coach, he says. Why wouldn't they? As bad as we've been the last 2 years, we're fun to watch last year, and we're still fun to watch, and we're still competing this year. I know it's my choice, he says. I can do whatever I want. I just don't know for sure about coming back next season.
He was supposed to retire in like 17, 18, wasn't he?
Yes.
And here we are, what, 5 or 6 years later, and this guy's still around?
That is correct. Quote, this is an awful place we're in college basketball, end quote. He said, Pittsburgh bought a team. Okay, fine. My big donor talks about it, but he doesn't give anyone any money. Nothing. Not one guy. Our guys make like $20,000. Wake Forest bought a team. Miami bought a team. It's like, really? This is where we are? This is where we are? And it's only going to get worse. It's crazy. That's why guys got out. That's why Jay Wright got out. That's why Mike Krzyzewski got out. The only reason they got out. The transfer portal and everything is nuts. It really is. End quote. I so wish that there was audio just to see his. He's just a curmudgeon and it's terrific.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want him to go. I don't want him to step away now. I want him to just be grouchy and angry about the whole thing.
Doesn't he eat his boogers on the sideline?
Hey, maybe once I saw that. Yeah.
He's a booger eater.
He's got that giant schnoz.
Yeah. Now he has since backtracked on these.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, sorry. He absolutely misspoke in his follow up with ESPN about Wake Forest and Pitt buying teams. Didn't back down on Miami.
No. Uh-uh.
That he shouldn't have included Wake and Pitt in his statements the other night.
Yes, you should have. You included them because you know what's going on. He didn't misspeak there. They're mad that he outed them.
I hope he stays forever now. I hope he just stays around forever. We need a grouchy. We don't need all these coaches bowing out. We need a grouchy one that's staying around and says, I like it back in the old days.
Right.
This way sucks. Transfer portals. Get out of here.
NIL money. My guy won't write a check. He's so cheap.
Yeah.
If you're that guy, why would you ever write a check? I'd write a check to buy him out.
He basically said his top booster talks about buying players all the time, but he won't do it. Like, why won't my guy ante up? This guy's always talking about how he's going to buy us a point guard. Why would he buy us a point guard?
Because it's a waste of money. That's why that guy's rich. He's smart. He's not doing it to fund a basketball player. I want to be in a tax bracket where one day a university calls me and says, hey, Bob, would you be willing to write a $7 million check to make this coach go away? And I have the ability to do that. I so want to be in that tax bracket. But that's some of the dumbest way you could spend your money. Hey. Some of the dumbest money being spent is funding college athletic coaches and players.
Hey, you really want a quarterback? Well, cut us a check.
Yeah, but, what's in it for me?
I don't know that. I don't understand that kind of money.
What's in it for you? I mean, just the joy of watching your alma mater, maybe? I don't know if that's worth the millions. It's not for me. The money that these old dudes spend on nonsense at the college athletic level is beyond me.
I'd buy some nice tickets. I'd
get a suite or something.
I just wouldn't be buying a.
I give you $7 million because you made a bad hire of a football coach and now we need to make it go away.
I just wouldn't be buying a 18-year-old wing.
How am I benefiting off of that?
I don't know if I need that.
Even if they won the championship, right? Let's say they win the championship. What are you getting out of that? A ring? Are you getting your $7 million return on investment?
I get my selfie with the guy like, I bought the three-point shooter.
I don't understand the money that is wasted in college athletics. So if I'm that guy for Jim Boeheim and he hasn't, I don't blame him.
It's like I still have all my money because.
Yeah. Build a building or something.
I'll make dumb investments.
I mean, my God, paying athletic departments for coaches and players is obscene.
I love it. I hope Jim Boeheim now stays forever.
I'm more on his side than I'm not.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I am, yeah.
And we said it all along why all the great coaches are leaving. They don't want to deal with this anymore. It's not regulated.
I understand it stinks, but you guys made the system, man. This is where I'm all for the players all cashing in.
I am too. I love the fact that the players are getting paid. I'm just not going to be a guy that writes a check.
I understand his gripe too. It's like, I wouldn't want to coach in this either. I don't blame you, but I'm all for the players getting all their money.
But honestly, though, Josh, can you explain to me what these donors get out of it, even before the paying of players? Like, what are you getting out of? Is it a write-off at the end of the year to make your taxes go down? Sure seems like a big chunk of change to write to make money go away. Well, I gave $7 million to the university. Okay, well, cross that off. I can't fathom that. I can't fathom having that money, and I can't fathom spending that money on that. I don't own the team. It's not like Clark Hunt's writing a check to make somebody go away or John Sherman's writing a check to make somebody go away, right? No, this is some dude who's at an office in Wichita that gets a phone call because he's got money and they're like, hey, we need to pay this coach to go away. Do you have an extra $7 million sitting around?
I just couldn't imagine that conversation with my wife. You're like, you know, I decided I'm going to cut my school like $7 million.
Yeah. For what?
I'll put it towards a football or any quarterback or whatever, or, you know, point guard, whatever. I'm going to do this. She'd be like, what?
What?
No.
I don't care how much money you have. You're not doing that.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Are you out of your mind? I mean, if you got that kind of money, do something worthwhile. Feed the hungry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's insane. It blows my mind, Josh, every time I see it. So I'm with Boeheim's guy. I want to know who that guy is. He's a smart businessman.
Yeah, he is.
He's wasting money on this.
Got all his money still. It's funny. So long live Jim Boeheim.
Yeah.
You leave when it's your call.
Way to go, Jim. Now, if you need $7 million to keep Andy Reid in Kansas City, I'd write a check for that.
Nope.
No.
It's the NFL.
Yeah, that's true. It is the NFL, yeah.
They got all their checks.
Yeah.
If this wasn't the other side, it would be cool. Devontae Smith going for Heisman, NCAA Championship, and Super Bowl.
Oh, all before he turns 24.
Before he turns the age of 24. How about life changing?
What about a run, man? Is that like the greatest run in sports right there? Heisman, college champion, potential Super Bowl champion. Hi. What did you do before you were 24? Let me say, I won the Heisman, I won the NCAA championship, and I'm on the cusp of winning a Super Bowl. All before 24, you win.
Yeah. Let's keep that from happening. Yes. He has to wait till he's at least 25.
At least 25. Yeah. But that's cool, man. What a run for that guy.
It's a ridiculous run. Hope he doesn't get it. The first two are nice for you. Yeah. After that, no.
After that, no chance.
Goat talk is popping up again. We'll get to that next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Rayner Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology. It's no wonder LiftMaster is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find us at RaynerKC.com. Patrick Mahomes joins CDOT every Monday at 2:15 for an exclusive one-on-one interview on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get to the bottom of the green dip. Food Network said that, that was the go-to Super Bowl dip in Missouri.
And nobody seemingly knows what it is.
What it is.
Many texts from the 913 saying the green dip is what people in Missouri call guacamole.
Or chew.
Or chew. You pull up to the gas station, ask for the green dip, you get Copenhagen.
Or lettuce.
A lot of people are saying it's, you know, it's legalized weed in Missouri now is what green dip is. But we don't really know. Tammy from the Weston texted me. She goes, I think that's just green salsa. I'm like, is it?
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
They were the only state that had green dip. Kansas was buffalo chicken dip. That was multiple states had that as
right,
the favorite,
right.
As the go-to dip.
And everybody knows what that is.
And then Missouri was on its own with green dip.
Green dip. And nobody knows what the hell green dip is. Does anybody know what green dip is? You said you looked it up. It's not green goddess dressing, right?
Well, there was like, you just Google, you know, green dip, and a bunch of different things come up. But it's, anything from, some with avocados to some with green goddess salad dressing. Like, there's all kinds of them. There's no definitive green dip.
And if you're the Food Network, right, and that shows up, and nobody else in the nation is on this, why wouldn't you put, like, what this is
what
so
is
people know?
Because I didn't know the other one was the chocolate chip dip or whatever that Oklahoma had.
Yeah, chocolate chip cookie dip.
Chocolate
it's like basically like cream cheese, sugar, and chocolate chips, right? And you dip your little Dunkaroos in there.
I guess.
I've got the Food Network app. That one works. I'm going to look on there and see what the green dip is. Maybe they have something on their app. Green dip. Doesn't even come up.
I don't know. Is
Miss,
it mold?
Miss Winky's collard green dip, crispy coated mushrooms with green sauce, lasagna dip.
They're all over the
green
place.
Green herb dip. I mean, I think a lot of people had some green herb dip in Missouri over the weekend.
Is it moldy cheese? No, I don't think so. Is it a St. Louis thing?
Green and red
dumb
pesto, hummus pesto,
must
green
be a dumb
chili.
St. Louis thing.
Could be a dumb St. Louis thing. I mean, none of this stuff is green. Charleston cheese dip, Mexican squash with yogurt dip. Like, nobody in Missouri is eating that. Eight layer dip.
Say there's too many options.
And none of them are green. Miss Brown's five onion dip, Hatch chili cream cheese dip, which sounds delightful. But if you're going to type in green dip, and that's the most popular dip, I want to know what the hell green dip is. And nobody seemingly knows.
No,
we've talked about this all morning long.
It's the only state that's got this. I mean, a bunch of other states have weird, like the Oklahoma was that chocolate chip one.
Yeah.
But most of the states were, you know, normal stuff. That's the only one with green dip, and nobody can tell us why.
From the 785, it's the Tostitos green dip that Snoop and Martha Stewart peddle.
There's a lot of jalapeno popper dip, right? Greek layer dip, French dip, beer dip, queso dip, green chili dip. Missouri's just green dip. Don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know, 913-586-7610. Doesn't seem to be anything definitive, but that's what Missouri is known for.
The fact that it's all over the board on the text line today with what it is makes
nobody,
just, nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows what it is.
Again, it's not wintergreen tobacco.
No.
It's not. Mm-mm. We don't think.
Who knows, though?
We don't think. The GOAT conversation's coming up again. I think it's premature.
When are you going to let it not be premature?
Next Monday.
Okay. You're good for next Monday.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I think if you're chasing and you think it's legitimate, give me two and we'll talk.
Okay.
So when the Chiefs win and Patrick Mahomes has two titles.
What do you mean when?
I said when. Yeah. I'm not listening. Screw you, Pro Football Reference. When he has two, I'll talk. That's all.
Yeah, two's a big game changer for that. And obviously that's championships. And the New York Post had an article by Ian O'Connor saying Patrick Mahomes right now that Tom Brady is retired, is the only active quarterback that could challenge Tom Brady for the greatest of all time. And I don't think they're wrong by saying that. He has a leg up now on everybody, right? Aaron Rodgers is too old. He's out the conversation. But Patrick Mahomes has the leg up on everybody. The five straight championship games and already the one Super Bowl win and now his third Super Bowl appearance. The only other guy that's in his AFC side anyway, in that same category, is Joe Burrow. He's got the one championship game performance, right? This is going to be Patrick's third championship game performance. If Patrick wins this one and the Chiefs win this game, he all of a sudden now becomes one of 13 quarterbacks in the history of the league that multiple Super Bowl championships. But it's about more than just the titles that puts Patrick Mahomes in this conversation. It's the numbers that he's putting up already, Josh. I mean, he's got almost 24,000 yards passing and 192 touchdowns and just 48 interceptions. The dude's rushed for over 1,500 yards and 12 touchdowns. And right now, that compares to Tom Brady, his first 5 years, little over 18,000 yards passing, 123 touchdowns. Patrick's got 70 more touchdowns roughly in his first 5 years than Tom Brady did.
Well, because nobody comes out of the chute throwing 50, yeah.
Yeah.
That helps.
Right. But it does. I mean, he's got almost 70 more touchdowns in his first 5 years than Tom Brady. Brady has 66 interceptions, roughly 20 more than Patrick Mahomes. He's rushed for 333 yards in his first 5 years. Patrick has 1,500. And Patrick has 12 rushing touchdowns. Tom Brady has three. I mean, the numbers, just the sheer numbers alone, Patrick Mahomes is absolutely destroying Tom Brady from that standpoint.
And those are going to be great.
You get that second Super Bowl championship, and then that's the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, I'm great with all the other numbers because I think when he's done, he's going to be up there in everything, if not eclipsing everything.
Yeah.
I think he's gonna blow away a bunch of numbers.
He may have every passing number by the time it's all said and done. But how many championships?
How many? Because he's not going to get seven in all likelihood.
You don't think
it'd
be so,
very
no.
difficult, right?
Yeah.
But can you get in a realm where you could be in the conversation where they go, well, he's got seven. And I'll just get there. And if you're not at two and you're not two on Monday, you're far away still. You're way far away next week.
Yeah, yeah. The two is imperative. It's an imperative number. Like, I don't want to put the term as a must win. I mean, it's the Super Bowl, right? And he's 27 years old or whatever it is. Is it a must win game? It is because it's the Super Bowl, but it becomes a must win game from a legacy standpoint. He gets the second one. he's in rarefied air.
You're in three Super Bowls in 5 years, but you have one win in 5 years?
Yeah.
It's really hard to get here, folks.
It is.
You know, and I'd love to say that they're going to get to every three out of every five Super Bowls. I just don't think that that's going to happen. No. That's really tough to ask.
It's hard to do. And that's so why you got to take advantage of them when you're there.
If you don't stack, then it's going to be hard. If he comes out of next week and he doesn't have another one, Chiefs don't have another one, he doesn't have another one, well, then you're another, you got to grind for an entire year just try to get back
just
to that
try
point.
To get back.
That's hard stuff, man. Mm-hmm. And then Jalen Hurts has one. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You get two, you're kind of on your own. You're on your own plateau. And then Burrows and the Allens and the everybody else in the AFC in the world's got, you got two up on them.
Yeah. Let's say this. Let me.
Then you got a shot to be talking about that. But until you even get two, I think it's not even, but it feels closer to even than a bunch of guys that don't have their first.
Let me ask you this. If Patrick Mahomes, at the end of his career, holds every passing record, yards, touchdowns, all that, right? The stuff that matters. And only has three Super Bowl championships, is he the greatest of all time? Or do you still look at that Super Bowl number and go, boy, Tom still had seven and did it with two different teams?
LeBron Jordan. I mean, LeBron's going to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Right.
Probably tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe tomorrow.
35 points away.
Most points all time.
Yeah.
Highest score ever in the history of the league. Well, Jordan's still the GOAT. I mean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, LeBron's going to have tons of records and longevity and his ability to play.
But doesn't have the championships.
Doesn't have the championships.
And I don't think revolutionized the game like Michael Jordan did. Michael Jordan basically, and I'll say this. I remember when I was working.
I think LeBron's great, but Jordan's a GOAT. And so even though he's going to have a bunch of numbers, it's going to be a bunch of numbers. Jordan's still the GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
I think Brady, it's going to be hard doing that because like, well, Brady's still the GOAT because his numbers are going to be up there enough that they'll be in the realm of every, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. He might not hold the every record, but he's going to be up there in top five or whatever. And you're going to be like, man, he's got seven titles. Like, come on.
There are some people that believe that Michael Jordan saved the NBA. You know, when he came in, because I remember having conversations over the years when I was working with Don Fortune, his producer back in the day. He had made this comment that if Michael Jordan came a few years earlier, he believes that the Kings never would have left Kansas City. Remember, the NBA wasn't exactly a marquee sport back then, right? And then all of a sudden, Michael Jordan came into the league, and the league's popularity exploded. He changed the league. He got people interested in the sport that may not have been interested. Created one of the greatest ad campaigns of all time. I want to be like Mike, right? Like, Michael Jordan is the greatest of all time because some people will tell you he saved the sport and created a dynamic, money-making sport that the NBA is today. LeBron James didn't need to do that, so it's hard to penalize him for that, but Michael Jordan did do that. And the fact that he did do that put you in that GOAT category. I don't think Tom Brady saved the NFL, but he's won seven championships and did it with two different teams. It's pretty damn impressive.
But I'm just saying, what is the number then? Is it getting to Montana's four?
Four, maybe.
That gets you in the realm. You're like, okay, I know he doesn't have seven, but he's got four.
He's got four in every passing
and
record?
Every passing record?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe that's what it
but
takes.
I just can't get to that. I mean, Sunday's important, man. To get to that.
And you've got people always saying, too, now, that Tom, I've seen it a number of times, the league should retire Tom Brady's 12. What if Patrick Mahomes surpasses him in every category and has four Super Bowls? Are we retiring 15 across the league now? I'm not into retiring Tom Brady's 12. I think it's a dumb idea. No. You want to name the MVP trophy after Tom Brady in the Super Bowl? Fine, I'm good with that. But to retire his number, because Patrick's going to pass him eventually, and then what are we going to do, retire 15 across the league now? Hey, we can't make a habit of that.
No, I'm with you. I don't need – plus, you want people growing up wearing Mahomes and Brady's number.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a quarterback, Tom. Wearing 23 was cool.
Yeah.
Why would I want to retire 23?
Yeah, I mean, any number should be retired. That one should be.
Every time you see a 23, you go, ah, person like Jordan, didn't they? You know what I mean? Like, they're trying to be Jordan. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I've always liked that. So, no, I would not be in the camp of that whatsoever.
From the 816, you guys are smoking the wreck. LeBron has a championship with three different franchises, a lot closer to GOAT than you think. That is impressive. That is impressive. He has won championships with three different franchises.
Yeah, I mean, I'll acknowledge he's great.
Yeah.
Jordan's the GOAT.
Jordan's the GOAT. Yeah. Jordan is the GOAT. Jordan helped this league become what it is. LeBron took the baton and ran with it. But Jordan set this league up for success.
LeBron's unbelievable. He's still playing great, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, he's still phenomenal when he's not complaining to the refs.
38 years old, and he's still balling. Give me two, and we can dream.
Mm-hmm.
We can dream a little dream. One is not even in the dream phase for me.
No, one is not enough.
That's what they said.
And if we're sitting here Monday morning and they didn't win, we're going to look at these last 5 years and go, a lot of fun.
I know.
But we're putting them into that category of those 60s Chiefs teams, underachieving.
Are you in the rearview mirror and you're like, okay, what's next?
Yeah.
Because you're not finishing the deal.
Yep. You got to finish the deal. Got to win this thing on Sunday. It changes everything. It changes Andy Reid. It changes Patrick Mahomes. It changes the franchise. I mean, it's a big deal to get that second championship. Not that big a deal for Philadelphia. And I'll tell you why. Because this coach and quarterback weren't here last time. This is Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. This is all part of their legacy.
They should be in the happy to be here camp.
Right. Yeah, Philadelphia is starting a new legacy with their coach and quarterback right now. And a year ago, they weren't sold on Jalen Hurts.
No, they were not.
Right? Am I right?
You're right. Yeah.
They were trying to replace Jalen Hurts last year. So this is a legacy game for Patrick Mahomes. A legacy game for Andy Reid. I wish I could say a legacy game for Chris Jones and Travis Kelce, but we don't look at tight ends and defensive linemen in that same category. Maybe we should, but it's a legacy game for them as well because they would have been part. They're part of all of this. Hell, it's a legacy game for James Winchester. He's been here for all of it.
Won't be able to ever take that away.
No.
Whatever time Super Bowl champion will always be part of your name.
Yeah. Three-time Super Bowl champion James Winchester.
We know it is for LeSean McCoy. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Eagles fans are very confident, meanwhile, heading into this one, aren't they? They put out a poll at our sibling station, WIP in Philly, about the confidence level. Which Super Bowl are you more confident heading into? This Super Bowl or versus the Pats in 17-18?
Mm-hmm.
Over 86% said this Super Bowl. They're feeling pretty good about themselves. Or is it just because the Chiefs just aren't on that level of fear factor like the Patriots were? I don't know. It's hard to tell when we're inside what the fear level is outside. I know we're always fearful of the Patriots,
right? Oh, God, yes.
Everybody was like, oh, it's the Patriots. I think they had a massive fear factor about them. I'm not sure the Chiefs completely do.
I don't think that fear factor exists anymore. Like, anytime you face the Patriots, you were scared. You know, once they beat the Rams in that first Super Bowl, every single year for the following 20 years, you didn't want to face the New England Patriots. Like, oh, I can't go to Foxborough and win.
Yeah.
We got these nitwits calling it Burrowhead. A win in the Super Bowl, I think, makes this the organization that people start to go, you know what? We took a year off and slept on them, and they went and won the Super Bowl. It's time to start fearing the Chiefs year in and year out, week in and week out, day in and day out. Second Super Bowl gets you that.
Let's spoil some dreams, shall we?
Chiefs are winning this thing, man. I'm telling you right now, they're winning this game. There's too much love going Philadelphia's way.
Forget Pro Football Reference. They're winning this doggone thing. That'll do it for us. If you missed any of the show, you can check it out, 610sports.com or the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download for free. Listen on the go wherever you are at. Cody and Gold are next from Arizona right here on 610 Sports Radio.
Talk to you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.